For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim. The Democratic National Committee votes this Saturday for its next chairperson. The organization is responsible for fundraising, recruiting, and organizing for the Democratic Party nationwide. With major losses recently both in national and state elections, many look to the next head of the DNC as the key strategist for future success. There are eight candidates left vying for the position. One of them is from South Carolina.
Good evening. I'm Jamie Harrison, chairman of the South Carolina Democratic Party.
Back in July of 2016, Harrison spoke in front of thousands at the Democratic National Convention. In his speech, he outlined ideals that continue to drive his passion in politics.
Because no matter your race, your immigration status, your income, your religion, we all have the same aspirations for high-quality education, good jobs, safe neighborhoods, health care, and retirement for all.
Jamie Harrison was raised by his grandparents in rural Orangeburg. He grew up in a low-income community surrounded by families who struggled, much like his own.
Yeah, I know what it's like to not have your lights on. I know what it's like to be on food stamps.
Within several years, Harrison proved he was a bright kid. In high school, he was president of the National Honor Society. In his junior year, he organized a conference for the organization and invited Congressman Jim Clyburn to be the keynote speaker.
And after the speech, I walked up to him and thanked him, and I said, "Congressman, I want to work in your office one day." And he said, "Well, that's great, but I want you to go to college first."
After undergrad at Yale and law school at Georgetown, Harrison did just that, holding two high-ranking positions under Clyburn. Today, he works as a lobbyist in Washington, D.C., and is chair of the South Carolina Democratic Party, a role he's held for the past 4 years. He's the youngest and first African-American in the position. Harrison says the party is broken. He feels there's no unified message and too much infighting. He also feels the party needs to focus more on state and local elections.
For far too long, the DNC has been a Democratic National Presidential Committee. Its only focus, its sole focus, has been on the presidency.
He'd be a bad fit. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying he's the wrong guy.
That's Dick Harpootlian, a former chair of the South Carolina Democratic Party. He's frustrated with the state of his party and doesn't think Harrison is the answer. He points to his record as chair in South Carolina.
We lost seats in the House and the Senate. We did not compete effectively for any statewide office. We did not recruit candidates in counties to run. We, a party. And I think if he took that record nationally, we can probably guarantee Donald Trump re-election 4 years from now.
Harpootlian believes it's critical for the next leader of the DNC to gain more seats in state legislatures. That's the body who controls the breakdown of voter districts, a map set to be redrawn in 2021. Kay Koontz, on the other hand, is confident Harrison is the right man for the job. She works under him as vice chair of the state party. Koontz believes he would be able to draw disillusioned voters left, especially rural ones.
When you look at the fact that he has been a chair of a small red state and a southern state, it gives him a perspective that some of the other candidates don't have.
Koontz says he's worked hard to land county council seats, fought voter suppression, and started caucuses to ensure all Democratic voters feel listened to.
All the demographic areas that have to be considered are all things that Jamie has already considered and been successful at bringing together.
She adds, Harrison also has a broad perspective of Democratic interests. He's young and still paying back college debt. Plus, he's lived in both rural and urban communities, learning the difficulties of both. Harrison is running against top contenders Minnesota Representative Keith Ellison and former Labor Secretary Tom Perez. A group of 447 Democratic officials will vote Saturday. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.